The city did a media release yesterday saying that the invasive beetle, the polyphagous shothole borer beetle, that has been causing significant tree destruction in Somerset West, has now been discovered in the southern suburbs. Eddie Andrews is the deputy mayor and MACO member for spatial planning and the environment. Eddie, a very good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon, John.
Two sites, two trees, two different places. What is the scale at the moment?
John, at this stage, the team's still on site and assessing and engaging with the community for them to understand what to look for. And also once they've sighted the beetle, then to register that on the city's website. We have received quite a few emails since the release yesterday just asking the city to assist and to confirm if this is a sighting. And I think that's exactly what we're asking for. We've been successful in containing the beetle out in the Helderberg area since it arrived in 2019. And, of course, this now being the first sighting in the southern suburbs, which, of course, now we have to do some nifty footwork to get those same relations going with the community there and to empower them to assist us in responding to the contamination.
Okay, I was going to ask, and you've sort of given a part of an answer to how much dendrological destruction has been done in Somerset West. It has been contained largely there?
Yeah, it has, John, and about just under 2,000 trees have been removed. And what we found in the Somerset West area, there are parts of the Helderberg where residents believe that they are able to cure. There is no cure. The reality is you have to remove, and we have to focus on how we remove and transport the tree, because that's how it is spread. And I think anyone that works with any machinery related to the pruning and removal and the cutting of trees, we're engaging with all those stakeholders so they're sensitized to what should be done when we incinerate these trees.
Are you still discovering new infestations in Somerset West? I'm trying to get a sense of how bad this might be.
John, no, we don't. We don't. It's contained in the Somerset West area. We don't reduce this. The additional sightings have been reduced over that period, and it's just because we've been working well with that community. We are also working with our Stellenbosch colleagues on the other side to also see how we can work together, because the beetle knows no boundaries. And so that's also an important engagement that we have there, and we're hoping to sustain that. Well, there's no neighboring municipality in the south, but I think just those relations has worked well there, and we're hoping to pursue it on the other side. I think the key thing is, John, is education, understanding what to do, and the only sustainable solution would be containment. I think we don't want our trees to die. There is no cure, and some of our trees, there's a long list. We've got a two-pager on our website that confirms which trees are hosts, where it's, of course, reproduced, and which trees aren't. And I think that is quite useful information for our residents to have access to as well, so they're not unnecessarily alarmed, depending entirely on what tree that you have on your private property. The good news is that we are able to assist those residents who have infestations on their private property, because we understand the importance thereof, John.
There is it's a fairly substantial list of trees that have been identified as hosts, for want of a better word. But can you be sure that that list is exclusive? Because you don't want somebody to go to that list, read through the trees and go, I don't have any of those, therefore I don't have to look out for signs of this.
I think it's a good starting point, John. I don't think we can definitely confirm that. The scientists are saying the list does grow, and it depends entirely on the beetle, how, of course, it moves, and which trees we discover. What we can comfortably confirm, even what's happening out in Western Australia, that the concern is always agriculture. What's the potential impact on agriculture? And at this stage, the agriculture sector is not necessarily at risk. Those trees are not reproductive hosts. And so we can, and that's globally, that's been observed. And so we can confidently say at this stage that there is no risk there. So touch wood that there's nothing happening in the agriculture sector, but there is risks globally when it comes to the safety aspect. And of course, containment, as I mentioned, is the only way to sustainably respond. And of course, the impact on other ecosystems as well.
How easy is it to spot that a tree in your garden or a tree in your park has an infestation?
John, not that easy. I think if you look at the size of the beetles, about 2 millimeters, you need to actually take a little, if you have a woodcutter at home, to investigate yourself and have a look at to what you can see, the little spots that you can see on the, underneath the bark, and those burrows are underneath there. And the fact that the beetle, you know, has these burrows in the trees, that's what undermines the tree. And, of course, it prevents it from the necessary nutrition it requires and the water. And, of course, then you'd have the tree, the potential of a tree just, you know, just dying out completely. So it's not that easy to see. You can't pass a tree and say, well, that's a polyphagous shuttle border beetle. It does require further investigation. And I think a good start would be to look at the list on our website. And if you have any of those trees on your property or in your in the public open space in close proximity, please let us know. We've also developed our standard operating procedure that guides us as a municipality, how we engage internally and externally. And already also, when we started this conversation 2 years ago, every financial year, we're allocating additional resources in terms of staff to respond to these sightings in the areas. So no, you can't spot it by just walking past a tree. Additional investigation would be required.
And the advice would be, don't try and deal with it yourself. If you suspect it and you find it, then get hold of the city and get them to come and sort it out.
Yes, John. And you also have these, there are organizations and companies that would approach, so you'll probably have them in the south now, approach you, and they would try and sell you a solution, what has worked. And we've picked up that does not work. There's globally, it's confirmed there is no cure. Containment is the only sustainable response. And what we're doing now, as Team Cape Town, we are advocating that this beetle be classified as a Category 1B invasive species, which really makes a lot more stricter to transport wood, to move it anywhere, to give it as a wood as a gift, and also that you have additional resources that you can then you could perhaps motivate to the city of government to respond to. So that's the big thing for us now that we're advocating for. It really help us to take a bit more control and eradicate the concerns listed there.
Thanks very much to Alderman Eddie Andrews, the Deputy Mayor and MACO member for Spatial Planning and the Environment.